it, Scott. It's 20 to 5. Now, you know, sometimes when you go through your mobile phone, just go through the phone book, and you're like, who the hell is that? Is it just me, or do you have hundreds of numbers? You don't know who that person is.
No, I don't.
You don't have any?
No.
Now, hang on a second. I think we have done this before, Chappers, and I think you did have some numbers.
I did then, yes.
Right.
And then that prompted me to clear out my phone.
So you don't have one single number from someone you don't know?
No.
Okay. What we thought we'd do today was go through our phone books, and because you don't know who they are, and they're under something like, you know, P or... you just let's phone them up and see who they are.
You have somebody in your phone under
I've got all sorts. I've got like random letters like RFG. It's like, who's that? Because you know, you meet somebody, you're like, let me take your number. And at the time, you can't be bothered to put their full name in. So you just store it under something a bit weird. And then this happens. And so let's phone some up.
Yeah.
Did this earlier. Now, we thought Becky had some unidentifiable numbers in her phone book, but it turned out to be something else.
Yeah.
We thought you had a really famous person in your... No, well, tell us what you do with your details first. That's weird.
No, there's two things that I do on my phone. Some people that we dialed, it just didn't work, and then I remembered it's my bank details.
Which she keeps in her phone as different random boys' names.
Yeah, you see? That's a good one. the other one, I thought I had someone really famous's number, but actually it turns out it's my phone number, and I use it to text myself to pretend I've got messages from famous people.
What, in the pub, you show people?
Yeah.
Oh, Jade Goody's just texted me, look. And it's actually you.
It's brilliant.
How do you do that?
If you type in your number and save it as somebody famous's name...
Who have you got it saved as, then?
I can't tell you at the moment.
Why? Why?
It's tell a long us. Story, no. Someone I know might be having a relationship with someone very famous, but I can't say any more than that.
Oh, this is too good.
This is good, isn't it? This is good.
Anyway.
So you can send any message you like from this celebrity, and it appears on your phone, and then you can go to your mates. Hey, look, Britney Spears just texted me. That's pretty cool. I'm so going to do that.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah.
Who are you going to have, though? Who are you going to pretend it is?
Oh, Madonna's been on. Anyway, I have got some in my phone.
You would.
And earlier on, we called some up. Now, I had this in my phone as Indian lady.
Right.
And that's all I know. So, I called up Indian lady. Don't really know who it is, and this is what happened.
Right.
Hello?
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 Hello, I'm Scott. I'm looking for a lady.
Beg your pardon?
Is there a lady there?
No.
Actually, I've got this number, and I'm looking for a lady. Is there a lady on this number?
No, there isn't.
Hello? He went.
So somehow you've got a man in your phone
as a lady.
You've confused a man for a lady, or a lady for a man.
Or maybe the number was just wrong, or who knows what could have happened there.
How would you confuse a lady for a man?
I don't know.
I think quite a lot of people do.
Right, and I tried another one. Tried another one. And this one was just under question mark.
Oh, this will be good.
All right, so I called it.
Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Listen, my phone's broken. It doesn't seem to have any of the names with the numbers anymore. So can I ask, who are you?
Where did you get my number from?
It's just in my phone.
Oh.
My name's Scott. Have I met you before?
I don't know. I mean, Scott. Well, we're a health food shop and we do massage.
So you do health food and massage?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if I've been into your shop before.
What's your first name?
Scott.
Scott, let me see. I can tell you if you've come here for a massage. No, I don't think so. No, I don't know what to say.
Ah, very strange.
I mean, do you have massages ever? Are you into it?
Well, I have had some before, yes. Oh, well.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help anyway.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
No idea.
Mm. My money's on probably if you had been for a massage, you didn't use the name Scott.
Oh, right. So you're saying I went under a different name?
I would have thought so. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
You know your two numbers that you didn't know who they were?
Yeah.
The man who does massages and the man who you thought was a lady?
Yeah.
Are the two of them linked?
I don't think. I don't know. I'll never know, maybe.
But they could be.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know who these
people
are.
Most people are thinking that they're linked.
Well, they can think on.
they can think on?
It's 5 to 5 on Radio 1.
You told them then, I tell you. That's told all those people.
This is new. They're called Infidels. They're a 5-piece London-based band. This is their new track, Think On.
Think On.
It's called Free Things for Poor People.